This is Raj from RajReviews.com. Following is an interview with Missy Stone. It was done by our toy reviewer and recent interviewer, Savannah Schweitzer. It was done in January of 2008 in the JM Productions booth at the Adult Expo. Hope you enjoy it. As always, we welcome your feedback. Raj at RajReviews.com.
Hey, sports fans. This is Savannah Schweitzer, and I'm sitting in the Anabolic booth with
Missy Stone,
who has been described by Christopher Ross as the next rising thing. How do you feel about that?
Pretty overwhelming, because I don't see it, you know? I just take it one day at a time. If that's in my future, then bring it on. I'm ready.
Speaking of your future, let's delve a little bit into your past. What got you into porn?
It was a very thought-out decision. My boyfriend and I sat together, we realized we weren't going to make bills, and I decided to put a resume up on sexyjobs.com. A week later, not even a week later, that same week, I was out in L.A. Doing my thing.
Are you always so giving?
Of course. Well, always give that 110%. And a little more.
Well, if that's the case, I happen to know of a certain toy reviewer who is a charitable cause. You know, just something for you to think in the back of your mind. What was the first movie you did?
The first movie I did was with Anabolic, Initiations 21. It was a boy-girl with Steve French.
And how was that?
Steve French freaked me out a little bit. He was uncircumcised. So I don't really like uncircumcised men. He smelled really bad. So I was so nervous, but as soon as the camera went on, I fucked like a pro.
And do you ever find yourself in similar situations now? Do you still have to deal with uncircumcised or smelly men?
Other than Steve French, they really haven't been very smelly. The majority of the men are very unattractive. So you have to make them pretty in your mind to get through the scene. But it's easy for me to separate sex from emotional attraction. So sex is sex is sex, and I'll take it.
And that's why you fuck like a pro?
Yes, I love to fuck.
What does a pro fuck like? Can you do a mimic, make some noise for the fans out there? How does a pro sound?
I still have so much homework to do. It's very hard for me to talk dirty, but I'm very vocal. I'm quite a screamer, and I definitely can make the guy feel wanted during the scene.
Can we have a little sample of the scream? She's laughing too hard.
It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about
this,
you know?
Oh, man. Why do you scream?
That's
about it. Oh, yeah.
That's just a little gift from me to you out there, guys. I hope you appreciate that. So what was the first movie that you did? Like, what was the title of it?
Initiations 21.
And how many movies have you done since then?
I've done about maybe 25 scenes. I'm not really sure how many movies I've done. Half of it's like internet content. And then the other half is like movies. I've done maybe 15 movies.
What's been your favorite movie out of all the ones you've done?
Teenage Anal Princess 8. I got to wear a tiara.
Who wouldn't want to be anally stimulated wearing a tiara, right?
Me. And I got a bouquet of roses out of it, so, you know, it just makes the scene better.
And so, bouquet of roses, did those come from your boyfriend?
No, they were actually given to me by Ivan. They're required for the scene. So I got to bring home some cum-stained roses, and it was really nice.
So your boyfriend's in the industry.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about him. What's his name?
His name is Danny South. Or his name is actually Dan Stone. Yeah.
Dan Stone. Okay, and how many movies has he done?
He's actually, he's waiting to shoot his first scene. He just got in the industry. He just picked up an agent yesterday.
And is he also with Anabolic?
He's here with me at Anabolic. He hasn't done anything for Anabolic yet, but we hope to. Very soon.
Very cool. And so you think it's helpful to have someone in the industry who is, in terms of like a romantic partner, it helps to have someone who's in the industry?
Yeah, we share the same concerns, we share the same excitement, the support's there, and it's nice to have the a sexy man by your side.
So when you bring home band girlies, who gets to have at her first, you or him?
I haven't done that yet.
Would you like to?
I'm too selfish. It'll happen. I'm sure it'll happen. I have a couple girls in mind. But Danny's all for it. I just have to give the go.
Very cool. Well, Danny's a lucky man. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that.
Yeah.
So, have you done a lot of boy-girl scenes, girl-girl? What have you done primarily?
The majority of what I've done, it's all separate. I think I've done half anal and half boy-girl. I do believe the majority of it is a lot of boy-girl. I try to, span out the anal because it can affect you negatively, and it can put a lot of strain on your anus. So, you know, I really got to take care of it because that's the moneymaker, and that's what my boyfriend likes the most.
Well, then you definitely need to preserve that.
Yes.
So let's do a little bit more about your background. You're originally from?
I was born in Texas. I'm from Maryland.
And you live in California now?
Right now I'm flying to and from, but I'm not excited to move out to California. But, yeah, it is look like it's in my future.
Switching coasts isn't an easy transition, is it?
What?
I said switching to a different coast isn't easy, is it?
There's so many people here, and the air is so dirty. Danny, I mean, I come from a really small town, so overcrowded areas are just, it can get overwhelming. California's way too big for this small town girl.
Do you think once you move, you might get to hang out with some of the bigger names on a daily basis?
I would love to. Actually, tonight, Danny and I are going to hang out with Alana Evans, which is a hero of his. And so I'm really excited. I'd like to meet Brianna Banks. I would love to meet Jenna Jameson. I'm sure everybody wants to meet Jenna Jameson. I just met Tommy Gunn the other day, and I almost pissed myself.
Who are some of the big names that you really can't wait to work with?
My idol is Brianna Banks. I would love to work with Brianna Banks. I don't do any girl, but I will definitely make an exception for her. I'd love to work with Tommy Gunn. Everybody knows who Ron Jeremy is.
He was actually here earlier. Did you see him?
Yeah, I saw him. He waved to me. He's not really my type, but that might be my future.
It's Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, it's true. It's Ron Jeremy, and he was in one of my favorite movies. So,
which movie?
Detroit Rock City.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so one of his crossovers.
Yeah. He was also in
Boondock Saints.
Yes. Love Boondock Saints.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind working with Ron Jeremy just because, you know, it's Ron Jeremy. I mentioned Tommy Gunn. I'd love to shoot a scene with Tommy Gunn. Of course, Brianna Banks. I'm trying to talk my agent into doing a mother-daughter scene. So that might happen too. So very excited.
Now, would it be with your real mother?
No.
And everyone lets out a collective sigh of disappointment. Who do you have in mind for the mother scene?
Lisa Ann.
Okay, she's pretty good. Well, I should say she's really good.
Well, we kind of look alike, so
yeah, you can do it.
Maybe a hit.
What's your favorite porn of all time?
My favorite porn would have to be No Brianna.
Okay. How old were you?
Tommy Gunn and Brianna Banks.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
So, what is it about that film? Tell me, how old were you when you saw it? What were the circumstances?
I went out and bought No Brianna for my boyfriend. you know, it's I favor it more than he does. And actually, when I saw that movie, that's what really opened my eyes to the whole porn industry. And that's what really, you know, kind of motivated me, and other than Danny, to, you know, really give this business a try.
Very cool. All right, well, we're about out of time, but let's go ahead and, for all the fans back home who don't have the luxury of sitting in front of you like I do, she is a very beautiful brunette, bright blue eyes with a little bit of green tint to them. Let's talk about your measurements.
My breasts are 32B. I have a 24 waist and 34 hips.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
And
5'2", 5'3", give or take an inch.
Okay, and what's your nationality?
I am German and Native American.
Very cool. What tribe?
Cherokee and Mohawk.
Excellent. Very cool. I'm also Native American.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, Blackfoot, so Cherokee and Blackfoot don't get...
Well, Cherokee and Mohawk, they don't get along, so I have a little irony in my blood.
You know what else that means? It means the sex between us is going to be angry, hot sex.
Yes. I love angry, hot, rough sex.
Excellent. What do you want to say to all your fans at RogReviews.com?
Keep it dirty. And buy my movies.
Okay. Thank you.